This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan all over D.C. We are live in Richmond on AM 910 and FM 105.1 as well. You can listen to us wherever you are, coast to coast, on the Odyssey app. It's free and it's available everywhere. You can also watch us on the stream right now and every day, the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. There are times in life when we see loved ones struggle, especially as they get older. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondori & Murad can guide you through the process of managing health care or financial power of attorney, even securing a guardianship or conservatorship for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you a G&D. That way you'll get a discount. KMLawyers.com. Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome onto the show, Noah Brown, Commanders wide receiver 2, and the gentleman who turned in one of the great plays in team history. 52-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass from Jaden Daniels ended up in Noah's hands in the end zone, and the Commanders were winners at home. They are now 6-2. So, Noah, when you get back to the locker room and you check your phone, how many missed calls, how many text messages were waiting for you?
Man, too many to count. Too many to count. My phone was kind of malfunctioning when I got back to it. But, you know, it's been crazy. It's been a blessing, and I'm glad we were able to get the dub.
I believe it. All right, so let's go back to the play. Terry gets the catch, goes out of bounds, 13 yards. You're at about midfield. I don't think you guys huddled at that point, correct?
Correct.
So what is said? I mean, does Jaden literally yell the words Hail Mary and you're not worried about the defense hearing it because they already know, or are there actual more words to the play than just Hail Mary?
Yeah, well, the play before the Hail Mary, we were already lined up in Hail Mary formation, and Jaden told me and Terry to run out routes to try and steal a couple yards, so we did that, and then got right back on the ball, and he just called, you know, regular Hail Mary, which isn't too different for us because, you know, most of our offense is no huddle anyway, so that's how the communication is. But, yeah, that's how it went.
All right, so we've heard from Terry in the locker room that there's more to it than just playing 500 in your backyard, right? You guys have this diamond formation. You're the back man looking for the rebound. Is there one set Hail Mary play that you guys have, or are there multiples? Like, do you have to call that variation, or is that the one you guys use?
No, I mean, there's multiple. Obviously, you know, you hope you're not in a situation where you need to use multiple throughout a season. But, you know, we're definitely prepared for more than one option.
Noah Brown of the Commanders joining us on Grant and Danny. All right, so you start running down the field. Do you notice as you're running that Tyreek Stevenson isn't paying attention and is looking in the crowd?
No, actually, I was unaware of that until after the game. You know, with the Hail Mary being such a long play, the ball snapped. I just put my head down and started sprinting to the end zone. With really no vision of what was in front of me until I got to about like the 10-15, and I looked up and tried to get in position. But by that time, I think he was playing the play. But, you know, I didn't notice.
So you get down the field, you park, you turn around, and Jaden's still scrambling around. I mean, obviously, you're looking up at the board, and there's other ways you can kind of tell what's going on. But are you surprised at all as you get down there and plant your feet and look back toward the line of scrimmage, that Daniel's still holding the ball, kind of moving around?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, when you think about a Hail Mary play or how you install it, the normal timing of it, the ball is probably on the way already by the time you get into the end zone. So it was definitely a little bit off schedule, but, you know, that's the kind of quarterback we have that can extend plays like that and give us a shot at winning the game, and it paid off.
When you get down there and now everybody's piled up, what's your coaching point?
Box out and try and get the best position that you can. You know, we have, kind of like Terry explained, it's a diamond formation. You know, one guy's responsible for jumping and trying to get his hands on the ball. The other three are responsible for, you know, if he doesn't make the catch, getting the rebound. So, you know, that's the position I happen to be in the back of the end zone. So, you know, that's how that goes.
So the ball lands in your hands. You had the most casual, nothing response ever. I mean, in the stadium, it's chaos. It's bedlam. People are going nuts. You just kind of acted like, I just found this thing. It's in my hands. I guess I'll walk to the back of the end zone. Why so calm?
To be honest, just blur of the moment, really. I don't even think when I first caught it and scored, it fully registered what just happened until after Terry had jumped on me. Then you see I start jumping around. It was kind of just a surreal moment.
Noah Brown on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. And then how about the chaos thereafter? What do you make of the way the crowd reacted and just really the scene at the stadium thereafter? I mean, that was 30-plus years of frustration for a lot of people. Plays like that not happening around here, all culminating in a moment that a lot of us will never forget.
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of thing you dream about as a kid, to be a part of a moment like that. It's definitely a blessing that I was able to be a part of it. But, yeah, I mean, that's a feeling. Just like the fans will never forget that, I'll never forget being in that stadium and pulling out a tough win with my brothers and being able to celebrate that with them is something I won't forget.
Noah, that word, brotherhood, and you guys being together really is being thrown around a lot. And, you know, fans have seen so many different teams and heard so many different, you know, catchphrases or sort of themes from teams. This one really seems real. I don't have a better way to say it than that. You guys really do seem to be all pulling the rope in the same direction and together. How does that happen and where does that come from?
Yeah, I mean, it comes from the top down. The leadership we have in this program is amazing, you know, from AP, DQ, and the leaders on the player leaders on the team. You know, I've only been here since a couple of days before the first game, and I can say for sure the brotherhood is real. You know, from the moment I walked in the door, I felt welcome and, you know, excited to come to work every day. And things get done at a higher level when everyone's excited to do it and everyone's invested, and that's definitely the case in our building.
When you did get the call to come here, what did they tell you? What did they let you know just in terms of what your role was going to be, how they envisioned using you, and why do you think that was such a good fit?
Really not much was said about, you know, what my role would be or anything like that. It all kind of happened pretty fast, you know, on cut down day at the end of training camp. But, you know, just me knowing DQ from Dallas and, you know, we're from the same part of New Jersey, basically about 10 minutes apart. I know a lot about DQ and the type of leader he is and type of program that he wanted to run. So, you know, I was excited to get over here and work with him.
I love that you were in the Houston building last year because there is this comparison people like to make between C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels and the fact that Jaden seems unfazed and in year one is kind of turning everything around in the building like Stroud did last year. What comparisons do you see between those two players? What do they both possess that have allowed them to have the kind of early success that they have?
Really, I mean, other than being two phenomenal quarterbacks, I don't think there's too much comparison. They really truly are their own person. And the most impressive part about both of them is their leadership, but they lead in different ways. But you know, the way that Jaden is fully prepared for the game plan, knows what looks he's looking for, and you know, when it's time to execute, you know, in the bright lights, he's unfazed and he follows through. So, you know, I've been blessed to play with two great rookie quarterbacks my last 2 years.
No, I'd imagine one of the difficult things about being a receiver with a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, I of course couldn't imagine doing any of it. I'm very slow and unathletic. But if it was, you know, like you guys, knowing when to stop running the route because he's expanding the play or kind of staying alive and turn to blocking, like instinctively, how do you sort of figure out when to do that if you're kind of mid-play, running around, trying to get open? When do you convert then to putting the hands on somebody?
Really, I mean, with Jaden, I know he gets a lot of credit for the runner that he is, but, you know, he's definitely running the throw first.
Totally.
You know, with him, I don't really turn and start blocking until he passes the line of scrimmage, until he no longer can throw the ball, because I know until that very last moment he's trying to. So, you know, just trying to work to get open to that moment, and then, you know, if he turns upfield, fine work after that.
When you leave Houston, a team that won a division last year, and is a Super Bowl contender this year, and you're for a couple of days waiting on that call, and then you come to this locker room, How quickly did you realize this team was pretty good? And are you surprised that they're 6-2 good?
When I got here, I recognized the brotherhood pretty fast. And it starts from, you know, meetings early in the morning. You know, you got coaches 15 minutes before meeting started jumping around, yelling, blasting music, just getting everybody excited about coming to work. And I know what that can do for a program and what that can do for just a day in general. And you stack good days, and before you turn around, you know, you've improved a lot. So I'm definitely not surprised by, you know, where we're at right now.
Tell us about Cliff Kingsbury's offense and the fit and kind of the ideas and schemes as you're kind of going each week with game plans, as it looks like he's putting on a masterclass at this point of getting guys open, and the running games have been outstanding.
Yeah, no, Cliff's been amazing. His offense is very simple for the players. It allows you to go out there and play fast. There's not a lot of, you know, mandating that you must do this, must do that. It's all based on timing, get to this spot at a certain time, and that allows players to be themselves and to, you know, do the things that they've done to get them to this point without worry. And I think that's the big thing with Cliff, is just playing fast and without worry.
Commanders wide receiver Noah Brown turned in one of the great plays in the team's history, the first ever walk-off final play on regulation win for a really proud organization with three Super Bowl titles. Joining us here on G&D. Before we let you go, a couple of things just to get to know you a little better, let the audience get to know you a little better off the field. What are your interests, your main hobbies, things you care about away from football?
I say away from football, I'm big into fashion, love food, very greedy off the field, and video games. Those are three things that I do pretty consistently off the field.
What games are you playing right now?
Madden 2K, new Call of Duty just came out, so yep. Hopefully I'll get some time to play that. But, you know, those are the things I like to do.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Are you a, you know, headset on, some poor strange kid thinks he's walking in with a good set of competition and you let him know? Like, are you a little bit nasty talking trash?
Oh, yeah, I'm a competitor now. Yep. So, you know, I'm trying to win, and I'm going to let you know about it when I do win. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
So let's say because you're into fashion, you got to give us then the best and worst dresser on the team. When they try to dress up, who's the best, who's the worst?
Oh, that's tough. I'd say I'm pretty impressed with this. This is probably the best dressed team I've been on. I'll give best dress, excluding myself, I'll give it to Juice, Ben. I'll give it to Ben.
Ooh, BSJ can dress a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. I'll definitely give him that title. I'll keep my mouth shut on the worst, you know.
What does it rhyme with?
I have no idea. I'll let y'all decide that.
You don't want to throw anyone under the bus. You mentioned food. So what's your favorite cheat meal?
Ooh, that's tough as well. I love Caribbean food. So oxtails, rice and peas, stuff like that.
Is there, like, give me your ultimate feast. Like, you're going to sit down, death row style, one last meal. You could pick and choose whatever you want. What goes on that plate or multiple plates?
Yeah, probably just what I just said. Oxtails, rice and peas, a little mac and cheese.
Yep.
You can go collard greens or cabbage, either one. But that's the perfect plate to me.
Well, hopefully you had a feast to celebrate after the Hail Mary completion, the 52-yard touchdown. It's a moment many of us will never forget.
So cool, man.
Thank you for it, and thanks for what has been a great start to the season. We're happy to have you here in D.C., Noah.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys for having me on.